to this episode of Tech at Work. I am Reema Tendulkar. This is the show where we talk about emerging trends and technologies. We talk to the CXOs who think like disruptors and act like startups. In today's episode, I'm joined by Oracle's India SaaS, or Software as a Service Head, Mr. Prasad Rai, and we're going to decode what SaaS actually means, the key demand drivers for SaaS's growth going forward. Prasad, thank you so much for speaking with CNBCTV18.com. First, a deep dive into SaaS. What exactly is it? How was software applications done before and what is done now?
Pleasure to be on this, Reema. Let me just give you a bit of a background. Traditionally, application software was delivered either through CDs or downloaded by the customer. What the customer had to do was acquire the infrastructure, which included the hardware, the storage, any other components that were required. They also had to acquire the database, the middleware, and then the application software. All of this had to be then installed on the system, and then you needed a retinue of people within a company to manage and run that. Typically, if you had an ERP system in the old traditional sense, for a large organization, it could take anywhere between 12 to 18 months for the system to go live. And then, once it went live, you also had to regularly upgrade as newer additional functionality and features came onto the product. The customer had to upgrade, and that would take 2 months, maybe 4 months more, right? So that was what most companies were used to in the way they consumed software. It was very complex. They spent a lot of money, time, and skilled resources to acquire, set, and run a system like that. While it delivered a lot over the many, many years, it was really difficult in such on-premise solutions to keep up to speed with the rapid evolution that is now prevailing across businesses, right? The businesses are impacted by startups, by regulations, by competitors, new technologies, and the software system takes much longer to respond to the changes and help businesses be successful. This was a challenge that was noticed not just by the customers, but also by software companies like Oracle. And what we decided to do was come up with a way by which we are able to give world-class application solutions to our customers in a much more simpler, easy-to-consume manner. So what I talked about so far is really the traditional on-premise software. But over the last many years, these business applications now are being delivered as SaaS, which is software as a service. So now we are not delivering a product, but we are actually delivering a service. In effect, what we do is we create entirely new applications in the space of ERP, enterprise performance management, human resources, customer experience, or even supply chain, right? These are run in Oracle's data centers with very high levels of security built into that and delivered to the customer as a service. In effect, all the customer needs to be able to use an application like this is a username and a password. And immediately, they have availability of world-class solutions on their laptops or their screens, which in the old part would have required them to buy many different components, maybe from many different vendors, and put all of that together. Now we've simplified the entire thing. We've taken the complexity out of it. We've created the entire offering at our data center, which is highly scalable and secure, and deliver that through the internet to the customer. And all the customer needs is a screen to be able to access and start using it. What also happens with software as a service is that for the customer to scale, it becomes so much more easier. For example, if they want to suddenly add 1,000 more users, right, then all they need to do is come back to Oracle and say, hey, I need 1,000 more users. And all the complexity associated with provisioning additional hardware, storage, having additional database or middleware is taken care of by Oracle. And the customer just gets a password and a user ID and can then scale up from X to 2X number of users. So in effect, with the transition to the software as a service method of applications, we are actually able to deliver applications that have a business impact in a much more simpler way to be consumed by the customer. Just to give you what it means, right? First, it is an enabler. The cloud is an enabler. It's an enabler for our customers to be able to do innovative things and do them quickly. For example, many of our customers now want to look at how they can leverage artificial intelligence, machine learning, or Internet of Things. And all of these can grow organically on a SaaS platform. So one, it is an enabler of innovation. The second is that it is an economizer. In effect, because we do it at scale and we are delivering these solutions to thousands of customers, we are actually able to deliver these solutions at a much more cost-effective manner than in the traditional manner. So the second thing that the cloud does is that it is an economizer. The third thing that the cloud does is that it's an equalizer. Suddenly, world-class applications with very intuitive and user-friendly user interfaces is not just available for the largest organizations in the country, it is also available for small and mid-sized companies, right? And they are able to take the advantage and benefits of world-class solutions. So with the software as a service approach to delivering applications, the cloud actually moves all of this to be one, an enabler of innovation, two, an economizer, and three, an equalizer. So that is broadly what, you know, software as a service has done to the application software business.
So you're basically renting the application rather than owning the application, which of course then brings in the cheaper aspect because you're paying as you use. What has been the growth rate of SaaS in the last few years, and what is the forecast? Can SaaS continue to see these very strong growth rates?
The growth rates have been very positive. The last few years, the growth rate of SaaS-based applications, both globally and in India, is north of 30%. And even the current forecast is, you know, about 33% going into the next couple of years. Our anticipation is also that this will only continue to be at that rate for the foreseeable future, if not increase. Because, you know, the thing with software is that customers have been deploying on-premise solutions for the last 2 to 3 decades. Some of them have moved on to the cloud, but a vast majority are still on the traditional software pattern as far as applications is concerned. And they are now looking to move to the cloud because they can foresee the results and the business benefits of moving to the clouds. So the headroom for growth is fairly significant, and the growth rates are fairly high, and the benefits that the customer are acquiring is also very high. Just to give you an idea about how things happen at Oracle, for example, in the first half of this financial year, in India, our ERP business grew 50% plus, which is much faster than the market rate. One of the other things is also about how customers are consuming the software, how they are using it and deploying the software. Year over year, in this financial year, we expect our customer go-lives to increase by 70% plus. All right? And I'm talking about India. I'm talking about Oracle. If you were to look at the overall market globally, the SaaS market and the cloud market is about $75 billion. And by 2021, it is expected to be about $112 billion. And that is a significant jump, right, in terms of the growth. So overall, growth rates strong, robust, and the outlook is that they will continue to be that.
All right, Prasad, we leave it at that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Rina.